The Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.
Debbie Rowe, the woman who gave birth to two of Michael Jackson's children, has filed legal papers saying she supports the new joint guardianship arrangement, but is warning TJ and Katherine Jackson that she will intervene if things don't work out. Rowe claims her concern is for the health, safety, and well-being of her children and says she'll continue to ensure their needs are met. In other Jackson news, Howard Mann, a memorabilia dealer, who published a tribute book with Katherine Jackson 2 years ago, filed legal papers claiming that he's in possession of evidence that casts substantial doubt on the validity of Michael's will. He hopes to present the evidence in court when a copyright battle centered on the book goes to trial next month. The biological father of Bow Wow, Alfonso Mas, has penned an open letter to the rapper begging him to stop dragging his name through the mud while also warning him about generational pitfalls of alcohol and being a deadbeat father that runs in their family. In the letter, he also wanted Bow Wow to know how proud he was of his success, but also wanted to clarify to the world that he may have been an alcoholic, but he never physically abused the rapper. Former 2 Live Crew frontman Luke Campbell has won a battle with the state of Florida and will be allowed to coach high school football. Luke was fighting the Florida Department of Education, who claims that he lacked the required good moral character to coach the students. Meanwhile, Luke must meet several conditions, including taking ethnic classes and giving a judge at least 30 days notice before recording or performing an explicit song or making an appearance that involves sexually explicit behavior. Gospel singer Marvin Sapp has landed a reality show that will document his life as a new single father of his 3 children. In a statement, he says there's days that he gets up and cries thinking about his wife who passed 2 years ago. The show is currently shopping a network. Speaking of reality shows, LaToya Jackson is heading to OWN Network for her new reality show based on her life called Life with LaToya. Rapper-producer Dr. Dre will executive produce an hour-long TV show on FX that focuses on the music industry and crime business. Following her highly publicized non-appearance at Hot 97 Summer Jam concert in New Jersey this past June, Nicki Minaj has made good on her promise to make it up to fans with the new show set to take place August 14th. Sponsor Pepsi will also stream the concert live on their website. It's a boy for Tina Atkins Campbell, one half of the gospel duo Mary Mary. The singer and her husband Teddy welcomed their 4th child, Santana, in Los Angeles.